You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the other day we were talking to somebody who had mentioned that they had to cancel their wedding. So Jeremy and I immediately perked up and we're like, oh.
Details.
Show segment.
Yep.
Why did you cancel your wedding?
Yeah, we want you to spill the details. Call us, text us. Why'd you call it off? You had to bail. You knew. It was time. I got a message a little bit ago from Tiff. She said we called off our wedding because I had a meltdown over centerpieces. We realized that our priorities were totally in the wrong place, and it was becoming more about a wedding than a marriage. And we canceled. We moved on. She's like, it wasn't for us.
That's a pretty wise thing to say,
that's
though.
Very wise. It's very
when
mature.
When you realize that it's more about the wedding than the marriage, that's really cool.
I bet that happens quite a bit, actually, where you kind of just become consumed with impressing your friends and family over what mm-hmm. the day is actually meant for.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start realizing as you're spending all this money and putting all this time into it that, you know what, I don't really want to marry you. This is not what I want. We should probably call it off.
Well, you're right. And for a lot of people, it's a keeping up with the Joneses. If somebody throws a wedding and they've got all this glamorous, glitzy stuff, and then you feel pressure that you've got to have all the glamorous,
mm-hmm.
glitzy stuff.
100%.
Or one-up them or raise the bar or whatever you want to call it. And then you've got the times that it's the day before the wedding and it gets canceled because somebody was found to be cheating. Stories are all over the place.
Okay, here's one from John that texted in. This was an email a little bit ago. John says, an old friend of mine called off his wedding because he found out she blanked some dude at her bachelorette party the weekend before. He waited until the day of the wedding to call it off because he wanted her to have to explain it to her family, most of them who flew in from out of town for the gig. So there you have it.
Dang.
So he knew in advance and then just waited till day of to cause major embarrassment. Oh, that's juicy.
You know, I've seen that in movies. I've only heard of personally. I've heard of it one time where somebody waited until the ceremony and then even during the ceremony made an announcement that I've heard of that one time. It was a friend of a friend. It was one of their family members' weddings. And they said, they're not making it up. They go, mm-hmm. yeah, everyone's there. We're in the church. And then she made the announcement, you know, so-and-so slept with so-and-so. And then she and her father then walked her back down the aisle by herself. And the guy said, you know, as horrific as that is, he goes, what a story. We all had a story for the next several years that we were at a wedding where that happened.
And I was, you know, as you're telling that and as I was reading John's, like, is it bad that you feel kind of giddy and like happy almost when you hear these stories? Because you're like, it's so good. I mean, it wasn't me. So you're kind of like, yeah, this is an awesome story. I feel kind of guilty that I'm happy about it.
I suppose it depends on who it is. Like if it's your child or if it's your sibling
or
something like that. But if you're just a guest of somebody.
Purely
like
observing, you know.
I have been a guest before at a wedding where I didn't know anybody involved. And yeah, for me, that would have been fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I would have immediately rushed back and told the story on the show. Jeremy, guess what happened?
You're never going to believe this. I know. I love these stories.
I've for years on the show, I've said I want to be that person when they say, is there anyone, you know, has caused these two should not unite, you know?
You're like, ooh.
I want to be the person who raises my hand and stands up.
Here. Me.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You want to take one before the break?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, then we'll talk to Sandy. Sandy, did you cancel your wedding?
Well, in a way, I made him cancel it, but I orchestrated the canceling.
Okay, details. What happened?
One of the reasons we were getting married, because it was a guy that my dad, it was a guy I went to high school with. We dated in high school, then we didn't date, then we started dating again. And it was a guy my dad liked. But my dad passed away before the wedding, so we postponed the wedding the first time because I was not in any way, shape, or form able
obviously,
to deal with the wedding. But there was just, I mean, I was kind of marrying him for my dad. So since my dad wasn't there anymore, that obligation no longer existed, and it wasn't the right thing. So I made him mail the invitations, hoping he wouldn't mail the invitations, and he did. We had all these showers and everything, and it was 3 weeks before the wedding, and we went for our last visit to the wedding venue, and we hadn't bought our rings yet, the bridesmaids dresses. I picked out a bridesmaids dress that was returnable. We got them from Victoria's Secret.
Oh, because you knew.
Yeah, and we're driving to meet with them the last time, and I'm like, we have to get our rings. And he's like, well, maybe we should postpone the wedding. And I said, no. I go, either we're going to do it or we don't. I said, I'll give you 24 hours to think about it. And then, you know, you have to give
me... Yeah, but you were the one who didn't want to do it.
Yeah, why don't you just call it off then?
Why do you keep putting everything on him?
You didn't want the guilt.
Not the guilt, but, I mean, this was 30 years ago, and everyone was like, oh, he's a great... Like, I was 30. Everyone was, like, pressuring me to get married. They're like, oh, he's a great guy. He's this, that, and the other.
In the back of your mind, were you still kind of thinking that you didn't want to let your dad down, even though he had passed?
Yes and no. Not really. It was more just... I was going into the wedding knowing I'd be divorced within 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we'll get married, we'll get divorced within 2 years, we won't have any kids, it'll all be fine. And then finally made him do it, and then after that I started, like, quizzing people who were married less than two years. I'm like, did you hear a voice? Did you hear a voice? They're like, yeah, my dad was putting the veil on at the wedding, and he said, we don't have to do this. We could walk away. He goes, I'll take you away from the church. So I tell everyone, if you hear a voice, listen to the voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay, now wait a minute. Before we're real late going to break, but I do want to throw in how there is a however to that, because sometimes that voice is purely just nerves and kind of cold feet, and then everything turns out great. So I don't want to say 100% of the time if you hear a voice, you should bail out on the wedding. But for you, that was more than just a whisper. That was a screaming in your ear.
It was.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
That makes sense. Sandy, I'm so glad you called. Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, because sometimes people just, there's a buildup of nerves. I mean, it's a very nervous.
Is this
time.
The right thing? This is a big step. Yeah.
And if everybody canceled their wedding because of that, you'd have a lot of people who are very happily married for many years, but they went through a very stressful time.
Sure.
I mean, you and Nicole went through stress before you got married. And now look, 17 years later, you're the happiest couple.
Still together. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good point, Donald.